Did you bring Charlie along today, or did he just invite himself, Mel?
He invited himself.
I always invite myself.
To get back with Simon to talk about the big stuff.
Terrible. Yeah. Right. Anyway, lovely to see you. Good.
Your mic is very loud, Simon.
Oh, I tell him to be quiet. Michael, be quiet. Well, I don't know why that is. I haven't a clue how to alter that. I'll just speak more softly.
Yeah, that's fine. For some reason, it just sounds like it's turned up to maximum or something.
That's probably because I'm at maximum myself, Charlie dear.
And you just. Right, I've allowed you both to record. You're both co-hosting, so you can both.
Excellent.
I've stuck mine on to record now.
I won't bother. I'll just let it go out on yours, Charlie.
No problem. Exactly.
Saying to Charlie, it's interesting to watch a color revolution fail before our eyes. You and I actually, Simon, talked about Kazakhstan a year ago.
Yes, we did.
Watching their plans implode is certainly a sign that power is gone.
Well, I told Charlie briefly this morning. What I think occurred was that when the deep state were losing their argument in the Ukraine, then they attempted it there. Now, I know that the Kazakhstanian government were involved with the deep state. That's why they did a runner. But their president wasn't. And within 22 minutes of a phone call from him to Putin, Russian paratroopers had already left the runway. So it became obvious that the deep state, through NATO and all their other friends, couldn't take over in Kazakhstan.
Right.
And I think, did someone say something like 15,000 have been arrested? And these are all, because you see, 10 years ago, Kazakhstan had its own private army of 100,000. And these were all paid for by, we can't mention the man's name because we'll be in trouble, but a very famous man. And that money paid for that. So these 20 odd thousand are remnants of that, which the deep state were paying. So now all focus, Mel, back on Ukraine, and 10 o'clock a.m. my time, 11 o'clock Charlie's time. There was a meeting in Brussels today between NATO and Putin, Putin's representative. And the Russians have said if NATO doesn't give ground in Ukraine, the delegation is going to stand up, walk out, and it only leaves them with war.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I haven't heard any more. I just come straight on today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also, Poroshenko, the former, Joe Biden's best buddy in Ukraine, has had his assets seized. Mm-hmm. The guy that was running the operation that you're talking about in Kazakhstan was arrested. And, these people, this is the best part about these fraudulent bullies, is they're going to tell who's behind everything. The man you're talking about that runs the Open Society, what I do now when I see a obvious color revolution, which America is still crawling out of, I say, I go to DuckDuckGo and I say, George Soros, NGO, Kazakhstan. Boom. I say, Crisis International, same. I say, who else? National Endowment for Democracy, same. it's all of the same people. And here's the great part. There's about a billion people, I think, on this planet that get it. So watching what was going on in Kazakhstan, and I'm sure that you and I talked about Kazakhstan once a long time ago, Simon.
We did. We actually did, because we foresaw this coming.
Right.
And there wasn't anyone else. I know Charlie did and others, but most people didn't see it coming. So, of course, it fell on deaf ears. So I think it's very good, Mel, that you remind people that we were talking about this a year ago.
We were. I saw it yesterday and I'm like, oh, my God, I said Simon and I talked about this a year ago. And also people don't realize that Kazakhstan has most of its territory is on Russia's border, and they work together in military and in oil and gas, for decades. So, the wrong play, totally. But like I think of that scene in Apocalypse Now. Like, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I'm watching this thing go down yesterday.
It feels like it.
What
NATO wants to do is put what they call interceptor missiles. They tried this 5 years ago under Obama. They want to put interceptor missiles in the Ukraine, which on the face of it looks really good, except what they're not saying was it takes 40 minutes to take out the conventional warhead and replace it with a nuclear warhead. So Russia is saying there's no way you're going to have nuclear capable missiles that will reach Moscow in 7 minutes, because that doesn't give us enough time to deal with it. They need literally more than that. So that is why Russia will not allow that in Ukraine. Because if we go back, and this is why it's interesting from Charlie's perspective in the QFS, if we go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs, the reason that the Russians put missiles in Cuba was because America put missiles in Turkey first. And, you know, so this is playing out. This is exactly going back to that. And, you know, we had some cool heads back then, namely JFK, that actually defused it. Now, I'm very worried because supposedly sitting in the White House is not a very cool head. And I know that things are staged, but things that are staged can go wrong. So you may say this is just a drill, but a drill can become a real live scenario. So I'm very concerned with idiots like Biden that something could go wrong here.
Yeah. And it's not just Biden, it's Blinken, and even worse, Susan Rice is running stuff. And the responsibility to protect Queens, Samantha Power is running the money. And, you know, Sullivan, Blinken, what's Blinken saying is so twisted. But as I've said on my show, Blinken's parents funded George Soros University's library. So, I mean, what I'm seeing, though, here is that they put in like the D team into the vassal state that is D.C., And they've just made mistake after mistake after mistake. And this has been going on since Trump won. I look at it and I think they've been in a panic mode. Their plans got ruined. And they just keep making terrible, obvious mistakes.
The thing is, they don't now have the money. They can't go and buy a country. They can't go and say, because they don't want to use their own money anymore. You know, if they want to do something, they've got to use their own money. And they're remarkably not going to do that. So they're running around in smaller and smaller circles, but they can still cause damage.
I agree.
And the only thing quickly, I wanted to go on to the RV. I know we want to talk hugely about it, but I'm watching very carefully because Iraq had its first set sitting on Sunday. They don't sit on Wednesday and Friday, Saturday, because it's the mosque days. But they're doing a white paper. There's a bill, a finance, the budget bill, but there's a separate addition to that, which is a white paper. And on that white paper, it's what the in-house revaluation is, what the revaluation is externally. Now, if that white paper doesn't get out of Parliament building, then everything's a bit stuck. So I think politically, all eyes on Iraq. Military, all eyes on Ukraine. Charlie, what do you think about all that?
Well, I've enjoyed listening to that because from my sources, what I'm hearing is that this is all being set and staged to wake the masses up. And there are people beginning to wake up without a shadow of a doubt because of what's actually going on. The confusion, etc., in Iraq, my heart tells me that they'll go in with Kuwait and Iraq. I think it'll all resolve itself, and you'll have a Middle East gold-backed dinar, which will be equal across every single country.
Will make a lot of sense.
That's how I see and hear things going forward. What's happening in so many things right now? I have to go back to the start in 2020, March 2020, when I was told very, very clearly this was all part of a distraction for the financial change. I was unaware there was two possibilities in play. I had no idea. It was through the grace of God that I was working on the good one and not the bad one. It wasn't Charlie's integrity and choice. It was down to the fact that God chose my path, not Charlie.
Well, I'm going to be rude and stop you. However, had you gone on the bad path because you'd been tricked, you would have soon woken up to it, mate, and you would have got out of that train.
Well, I'm glad you have that confidence in me, and I appreciate that because I do know the difference between right and wrong because I lived in a world full of wrong for a very long time. So I recognize it from a mile away. But all of these distractions, even with Djokovic in Australia, these are distractions, you know, when you get governments doing that. Said to me immediately, I saw it, this is the white hats exposing the government so that the people stand up against their government. Because if we know, first of all, we all know that we're moving into Nasara Jassara, which means that the current government system of the world including America, will not be the same. In America, it will be a Nasara government which won't be run out of the White House.
Yeah.
I can't say more than that, but I can say it won't be run out of there. And no proper business has been done out of Washington, D.C.
Why won't it be run out of Texas, Charlie?
Sorry?
Why won't it be run out of Texas?
I've got a bad hearing there. I don't know what's going on there. I missed that.
Well, I say, why can't the government be in Texas? How about that?
Sorry, I missed that.
So I must be quite close then, mustn't I? Come on.
Look, Texas is a beautiful state.
I was just there for a while. It's free America, that's for sure. The best part is that I finally feel like it's gone the other way. People are awake. You know, I was watching this go down. Also, the pandemic is falling apart at the seams. In America, they've stopped calling it, or they're stopping calling it, COVID. It's now being called the coronavirus, which people have to know is called the common cold is a coronavirus.
Yeah.
And that's all falling apart. We did have a very disturbing situation with the Supreme Court justice up there just lying about statistics that are totally false to the whole world. And people have to realize judges can be impeached too. And a judge that gets on the stand and lies to the planet should be impeached. And this is what we're seeing, the end of the end of that model too, because you know the Supreme Court is supposed to be one thing, and they're clearly not. And that is becoming more and more obvious. You can't have straight up lying to the extent. I think Sotomayor said 100,000 children have COVID and are on ventilators to the entire planet. You know, it's very clear now whose side she's on. It's not truth and justice. So I don't know where you take that.
Fauci, I don't think anybody remembers the last time he told the truth. It's that long ago.
It's the 80s, at least.
Yeah, exactly. He is a compulsive liar. And I always like watching Jim Jordan and the other guy, Rand Paul. Just tie them up in knots and they just stand there and lie. And this is what we're up against. We're up against compulsive liars. And look, we're in an amazing time right now. And I was asked the other day, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I was asked the other day why people should trust me against the professionals. And I said, well, the professionals are only professional at one thing, and that's lying.
Yeah.
And that's what we're up against right now, time after time. Even in Australia, what's happening there with Djokovic, they were lying, lying, lying. Yeah, they tried to get away with it. They've even threatened him. Now he's been released. You know, they put him up in a real shitty hotel near the courts. So, you know, this guy's the defending champion. One thing for anybody who knows anything about the Balkans, he's a Serbian. I tell you what, you don't want to be upsetting Serbians. But I'm not saying Novak Djokovic is going to come after you, but there's an army of Serbians over there who certainly will and won't think twice about it because they're men of honor. They stand up for themselves and they don't take shit like some people do in Australia. They'll go for them and they'll humiliate them publicly. And the Australian government deserve that and they'll be held accountable. I mean, what they've done there, it's all symbology. But what it should do is wake people up and say, this is the world they wanted. Complete control. If you don't do what we say, you're not coming in. If you don't do what we say, you're not flying. You're not going on holiday. You're not going shopping. You're not doing these things. This is the new world order they tried to usher in.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, there are 30 Republican states in the US now that have either activated the National Guard or have told their commanders to be ready to move. Now, I feel desperately sorry for Republican voters in Democratic states. I actually feel sorry for Democratic people in Democrat states, but they've got what's coming to them because if they've got Democratic governors, their governors don't care, not interested. Biden's not going to help them. And I would honestly suggest that every Democrat voter in a Democrat state puts their trust in the United States military because their party's not going to help them. Biden won't help them. And the only people that can help them, the military. There are so many released criminals now in predominantly Democrat states that the Republican governors are saying, we don't want that bloody army coming here. And I don't think commentators outside of America actually realize what the bad guys are doing to take the guts out of America. And, you know, that's what's happening. And Mel can talk more openly on that.
Yeah, I mean, we have a DA that just came in New York, and Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Everyone's looking at each other like, what is he saying? So the DA, of course, backed by Soros, as every DA and AG in my country that is corrupt and wants to destroy America from the inside out. Look, it was Obama a long time ago, community organizer 101, that came out and said he wanted to replace our police with a private army. Well, they did that. They started with that with Black Lives Matter years ago. But then during COVID, under the guise of COVID, they let out thousands and thousands, I mean, into maybe the hundred thousands of hardcore criminals from jail. They weren't letting out the old people or the blue collar or that. They were letting out the worst of the worst in New York, in Chicago, in California, in all of the states that you're talking about. Well, now we have a guy that's out there and saying that he's no longer going to put people in jail for real crimes, legit crimes, only for murder, homicide. And of course, he had to leave in corporate corruption just in case they get Trump on something. But I have to tell you, it's really sounding the alarm with people. And here's the truth about that. He already violated the oath he took last week, because his job is to prosecute crime to keep we the people safe. Mm. And that is the opposite of what this guy's planning. And it's not just here. We've watched it play out in Chicago, all over California. And now we have a fraudulent, unelected governor running New York that's also coming out and saying that she's going to prioritize minorities for healthcare. Well, she's calling a state of emergency for racism, a health emergency for racism in the least racist place on the planet. And look, they're all in violation.
Mel, how long can this go on for? How long can the United States go on like this for?
Well, that's the problem. And I agree with you. We have to be super vigilant right now because they're backed against the wall. We know that the vassal state of District of Columbia is being run by a foreign entity with the face of World Economic Forum. But really above that, we know those guys like Meese and other people that put all the money into stealing our election. We can't allow 2022 to be stolen or America's done. So it can't go that much further. And like you said, there's two factions of the U.S. military right now, which people don't seem to realize. I don't think Austin and Milley are running anything other than Milley also admitted to treason under Trump. So I agree with you. And I do see the National Guard going around. I saw Abbott said that he's the commander in chief of the National Guard, which is every state. And the only way that America survives at this point is to remember that we're a constitutional republic. When they talk democracy or ruining democracy, they're talking about California, New York and Chicago and D.C. Everywhere else has nothing to do with democracy. We're a constitutional republic. And like you guys said, they have to reorganize. And that's the only way is for us, we the people of the United States, to look at our counties. There's only 3,000 plus and go through these people, do our own work. If they're never going to investigate themselves, so we have to investigate them, have our own committees and our own hearings, and go through every single person that's in office. And if you can connect them to these global, they got to go and they got to be exposed and replaced, because it's going to have to be state by state. Every state has to balance their own budget within state, reject the money from DC that isn't even real, and decide as the American people what this union looks like and what a federal government is supposed to be doing.
Supposed to look like. Mel, question, another question for you, please, my love. But basically, people sort of be getting the message now that nothing's going to change and the status quo is going to remain, and they've got to now aim for the midterm elections.
Right.
But what I'm getting a lot of my members who are, I'm not going to say Trump supporters, they just believe in the Republic. Okay,
right.
They believe in the Republic. There is a serious question. They're saying, what is the point in voting? Because the bad guys still control the election process.
Right.
And even if we go out en masse and vote for, you know, the Republic, we're not going to get what we want. So what's the point? Now, here's the danger, because people are now saying there's no point in voting. And people, I don't know what you'd call them in the US, but the people who phone up for a particular party, the messages I'm getting back, a lot of Republican, true Republican voters are saying, yeah, but why should I vote? There's no point. Now, this is incredibly dangerous.
Right. I think the only answer is we do go back to paper ballots. Look, I've talked to people that were involved in the 80s when they instituted the machines. We know the machines, the guy running it, Lord Mullet Brown and all the and their whole international crew. I think the American people have to demand again, another thing in New York this new lady that's running New York, unelected, she's decided that 800,000 non-citizens can vote in New York in 2022. Yeah. This is unacceptable. And we really have to push. We, the people of this country, have to remember, we got to put our states first, vet everyone in our state that's there now, expose them, get good people who aren't in politics to take up the battle. But really, the only way that we're going to save this is to demand hand voting, paper ballots, God willing, with some kind of, which I've talked to Jovan Pulitzer, it's totally possible to have paper ballots with serial numbers so this doesn't happen again. And I got to tell you, no matter what anyone says, we now have people coming forward. A guy came forward in Georgia, said he made $40,000 during the last election cycle doing ballot harvesting. And we're having people come forward that are scared at this point because a lot of people have been arrested for the voter fraud. So, you know, the one thing is, again, like you're saying, it's not going to be our government, and the military can help us, but it's got to be we, the people, that do our own investigations, that make our own committees, that do it state by state, county by county. There's not that many. And I have to constantly remind people, there are only 7,000 elected officials in America, period. And 300 million of us are allowing these corrupt people on both sides. I don't even believe in left and right anymore, Democrat, Republican. They're all in on it. There's a handful of guys that were going to vote against the election, by the way, and weren't entitled to that because of the excellent timing of the false flag on January 6th before the quorum. But I have to say, this is a call to action for the American people. I mean, my dad's 83. He already applied to be a precinct captain. And honestly, you guys, this is about transparency. Their whole model of hiding everything, really, even with these color revolutions and everything, we have to demand transparency by the people, for the people, which in my opinion is what 1-6 was about. Don't you dare question this installed regime, or we're going to throw you in a gulag with no, it's in D.C., so they don't have to follow the Constitution.
No, exactly.
This is all part of the waking up process, because I can let you know that the quantum voting system is tried, tested, and they're ready to go. It's linked, it's already interfaced to Starlink. And when the issue now is not whether that works or not, it's getting every single person to have the new phone, whether it be a Tesla phone, whether it be a Q phone, but they'll all be interfaced to Starlink compared with the old phones, which are connected to the internet. And once everybody, and you'll be surprised how quickly people want to get these, once they realize that they've got total 100% security with Starlink, which today you don't have. My wife came to me only the other day and said, oh, I've clicked on this link and something's gone wrong. The bank had written to her. It wasn't from the bank. It was right. it was a thing to so they can get into your phone. Well, anybody nowadays, these hackers can get into these mobile phones nowadays. With the new Q phones, Tesla phones, etc., they won't be able to, because it's working on quantum technology. And when you've got a voting system, that is the quantum voting system. I mean, it was accurate beyond belief at the last election. That's where their base point started from. But that was what they needed to do, was get the servers to prove everything, because you can't say, well, our system was better. They have to prove that their system was wrong. And that's why it's taken so long. I don't know what's happened with Arizona, because it's sort of all gone very quiet there at the moment.
What's happening with Arizona, Mel?
Well, I'll be there this week, and so will Donald Trump on Saturday. A whole lot of patriots will be in Arizona, and I encourage everyone out there that can go to Arizona to please show up. What's going to happen in Arizona, I believe, is multi layers, but people are fighting back. There's one faction of people fighting back against the border, the child trafficking, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, everything at the border. Trump's going to be there speaking on at night. There's going to be our event with General Flynn during the day. And basically, the evidence of, I believe, January 6th and of the election fraud will be readily available to anyone that's willing to listen. And, you know, this is just the start. This is the start of, I think, disclosure. And it'll be Trump's rally. That'll be the beginning of, you know, you can pick a side right now, but it's never been about Trump. It's not about Trump now. He's one man. What it is about is saving our republic. And honestly, the alliance worldwide is speaking loud and clear. You know, be it Russia, India, China, talking against the UN and really pointing out the truth about the UN. So, you know, this is a call to action for the American citizens to take back their country. We are not a democracy, and people have to be reminded of that. And yeah, like you said, now, one thing I want to ask you, Simon, about, because it's been being sent to me, people are asking, one false flag that appears to be on the horizon, as it's always been with Project Bluebeam and all of that, that there's a lot of talk and this ridiculous, people have to pay attention. Why is there a $700 billion military weapon budget in America right now? Nobody wants war. This is not our war. War is for them, not for us. And I think it's being rejected. But now I'm seeing even in that budget, a whole lot of money for you, for space, UFOs and alien stuff. It seems to me that there, that this might be a play coming up, because too many people have been telling me, like, Project Bluebeam, look at this, look at that. And then we find out, you know, Charles Lieber was arrested and tried and convicted of what he was doing in the Wuhan area with biohacking humans and inserting technology into humans on a mass scale. So, you know, what I look at, Simon, and I'm curious what you think, is the technology, if you look at his patents, this guy, and it's not just him. There's a whole, also they were all financed by Epstein and Gates. So just connect the dots, but there's a whole group, their AI, their genome project, all this. It's about melding, like Klaus Schwab says, humanity and AI. You know, at Glasgow, they had a big event and they said, well, their goal was to replace God and religion with a benevolent AI. I mean, they say this stuff out loud. So what is going on with that, Simon? Because you know a lot about it, and I feel like they're going to try to pull an alien false flag or something ridiculous like that.
Well, Saturday, whether they did or not, the news has released that Biden and Harris went to Area 51 for a secret briefing on Saturday. Now, whether they really did, I don't know. We haven't got that intel, but we're told that that's the message that's gone out. Look, they had Project Bluebeam back in the early 60s.
Right.
So it must be hugely advanced by now. But I would honestly, truthfully say to you that if anything happens, it's because the good guys are allowing it to happen. There is no way that advanced technology like that could be used by bad guys without the good guys being aware of it. We know in the United Kingdom, many years ago now, there was a plan to educate children, and I did videos on this, to practice what happens when UFO lands, and they paid for teams to come in and build a mock-up spaceship which had supposedly crashed in the playground. So literally the kids would go out, this is between the ages of 5 and 11, would go out and be seen wreckage, and the police would be involved, the fire service, and they put tape around it, and they would literally, it was a proper budgeted by the last government, and I've got many testimonies and videos of this, and many teachers and pupils and parents have told me. And so the whole point about this, Mel, was that when their plan was to create a false alien invasion, and people are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, they would think back to when they were primary school and they'd been programmed, oh yes, now what do I do? So here's the answer. If there was a real alien spaceship crash, everybody would be told to keep indoors, don't go near it. If there's like the 1951 when the Earth stood still, where there's a little hole in the ground and a tape round it, that's going to be a trick. I'm sure that it was Von Braun back in the late 40s who said that the plan was to have an alien fake invasion.
Right.
I reckon that one of the greatest thing that would shake people out of their skin. So, yeah, it could well happen. The technology is there, but only if the white hats allow it.
Right.
And I do expect to see stock video footage of soldiers firing against something, and, you know, like a true Star Wars film.
Right.
Charlie, with Trump creating the Space Force, there's no way the bad guys can get away with this.
No, not a chance. But I go back to April, May of 2020. I was told that there would be virus, vaccine, 5G, riots, and alien invasion. I was told that nearly 2 years ago.
So we're there.
And we're there.
We are.
There's a very interesting thing. I was talking to Michelle Fielding, and she said to me, there's two or three things that have to happen before we move forward. Number one, the obvious, is Biden to be taken out of office, because they can't do the financial reset, the revaluation with him in office.
No.
Secondly, it would be fitting that they collapse the US economy so that the new system takes over from a crashed, failed economy. And thirdly, the announcement of the Queen's death. Now, when I did some research this morning, I was fascinated to find that there's three or four videos on YouTube going through the protocol of when she dies. London Bridge is down and Hyde Park Corner.
I've seen that.
Is their coding words. But it's very, very interesting. There's certain parts of it that you just go, wow, they're putting it out already. There will be 10 days where there's no social media or mainstream media, according to the protocol. So they're putting it in the public domain already. They're putting it in the psyche already, which may well be our 10 days of darkness. So the final marker could set off the 10 days of darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it won't be the bad guys making use of that, Charlie, will it?
No. I'm already fully aware that the White Hats are in control, but what they want people to do is not just sit back and watch, it's to stand up and do their own work.
What Mel and I have always said, you know, this isn't the day of Colonel Custer. We haven't got the 7th Cavalry coming to save us. It's down to ourselves to do this.
Yes. And the one thing, well, that's the good thing about your group is I meet a lot of your CC people all over the country. And they're more prepared than most for having to clean up the mess after all is disclosed, because that's the big hard part. That's why, you guys got your channels back out of nowhere on YouTube. You're not alone. I didn't even try, but God bless everyone that did. You're not alone. A lot of people did. And a lot of people, you know, and their entire campaign of censorship totally backfired on them. You know, you have Malone had 500,000 subscribers on his channel. He gets kicked off. He goes on Rogan and 18 million people watch him. So, you know, it's all backfiring on that. And the messaging is, and, you know, Klaus Schwab came out with his great narrative, the Ministry of Truth, and people are laughing at these people. Now, did you guys see that all these people, Legrand and Schwab and all of them went to Antarctica? I'm watching it happen and I'm thinking, but wait a minute, they're just telegraphing what's going on.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to do much research to find out that not anybody can go to Antarctica.
No, and not all that go there come back.
Right, exactly.
Exactly right. And they didn't freeze to death.
So crazy how much is hidden, but that's the good part about all this. Like Simon always says, it needs to be exposed, or they're just going to go underground and reinvent themselves. So it can't happen this time, as ugly as it is. And, you know, we're watching it. The one thing that I do, I think that Alien Invasion, and if you recall, it was also John Podesta and Harry Reid that were big into talking about the aliens coming and all of that. And Harry Reid had his funeral this weekend, and other things have happened along the line. We haven't seen the Podestas in 2 years. You know, they were always in our faces. Where are they? But, you know, that's why I look at these pictures and I think, yeah, this isn't good. But I'll tell you also the takedown of that technology, that scientific AI, you know, these masterminds with the Thousand Talents program and, you know, these U.S., you know, scientists all working with the CCP for super soldiers. They also are working, as we know now, on this mass scale of brainwashing. And I think that they never expected anyone to see it and call it what it is out loud. And now the whole world is talking about it. And if you can't really brainwash somebody if they know.
I think Charlie said to me privately, not a private talk, but just privately, no one was around, that one day we hope humanity wakes up to just how close it was to actually being taken over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very close.
We came very, very close. And I think that was, I would hate to think it was part of the plan to wake people up. But one thing that Simon and I talk about regularly, and that is, what do we see happening today, tomorrow, this week, rather than next month, next year? And the answers I'm getting back at the moment, and I'm starting to appreciate more and more every single day, how deep the tentacles have run from every aspect. At the start, when I started with you, Mel, we were talking about the takedown of the Vatican, the Queen moving out of Buckingham Palace, and then in November, everybody moving out of the White House. None of those three buildings have been used since then. None. Not for their original purpose. Let's put it that way, as they've all been stripped throughout. And the Queen has never, ever been back to Buckingham Palace. Now we're down to, you know, and we talked about the Phoenician families, the Paisers, the paymasters. They were taken out in the May, June of 2020. So we've taken the head of the beast was taken off. Then we get down to the second level, the third level. We're now down at the sort of fifth, sixth, down to the 10th levels of the little foot soldiers. Who are there? There are thousands of them out there.
I know.
And that's what's being taken out right now. And I wake up a lot in the night to sounds of planes. And in Spain, there's technically we're in a lockdown from 11 o'clock at night until 6 in the morning. But the amount of military action of US planes and Lockheed 4 or 5C MC, these are the biggest planes in the US military, capable of lifting huge weights and huge amounts of people.
Is that the Galaxy, Mel? The Galaxy class, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Exactly. And then, it's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's happening. But also, don't forget, last week, they announced that they're building yet another courtroom at Gitmo, and they're building another media center. They have a courtroom and a media center. We're being told that there's only 200 people there, terrorists left over from the created war with terrorists. And that can't be the case if they're building a whole new facility for trials at Gitmo that's going to be ready and ready for action before 2023. So
yeah, and I have the Air Radar app, which I track a lot of things anyway, and I actually managed to get the details on the number of flights into Guantanamo Bay for the whole of 2021, and it was 6,400 flights or something like that. And it's not exactly a tourist destination, is it?
That's a huge number. That's a massive number.
It's a massive number, and they don't go in empty. They go in with quite a number of people on board.
They come out empty, though, Charlie.
They seem to, don't they? Nobody seems to come out. They don't find many people innocent down there.
No. And don't forget, we were clearly told under Trump that huge battalions of Marines were going down there, and then everyone just kind of forgot about it. And then last week, out of nowhere, I can't remember who it was, because we know that Reuters and AP and New York Times, all of them are all captured. They're all propaganda arms, so it couldn't have been them. But somebody, I think it was the military news, did say that they're already in production of building a new facility because they're overcrowded with the old one. Well, that tells you everything. I know a guy who flies flights. He used to be in the Navy. Now he's a private pilot. He's been flying flights to Gitmo for 2.5 years from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So, you know, there's stuff going on. And then Thule Air Force Base has all kinds of action up there, too. So, you know, that's what I keep saying when people say nothing is happening. I just shake my head and I think so much is happening.
Well, one thing, though, a question that many people will ask, and I'm going to ask it for them. I know things are happening, and many people hope things are happening. But people who are high up in Hollywood or high up in the media, they will know what's happening. Why are they not jumping ship? Why are they still holding the line from the dark side? What's that about, do you think?
Well, first of all, the Golden Globes, if you guys didn't know, were canceled. So, or at least they're not going to be aired. We had that last year, same thing, that CC China shut down the Oscars. They're not putting out our movies anymore. I'm told Hollywood is a ghost town. A lot of the celebrities that were the biggest in our faces during the Trump years are silent, which is a good thing. And but I also believe a lot of these people are captured. They're blackmailed. They're brainwashed, honestly, truly brainwashed through the worst of the worst of abuse like MK Ultra. And worse than that, I think a lot of these people might already be, this is crazy, but might already be transhuman, might already have taken the full Kool-Aid, or are doing things to themselves that they shouldn't be doing that are manipulating them. But I'll tell you, I think it's more the A, because you guys, we all watched the show trial that was the Maxwell case. And we know that the truth about the Maxwell Epstein case is that it was a global blackmail ring, and that they have, I'm told at least, that they have thousands of hours of footage of blackmail of prime ministers and politicians and judges and celebrities and all of that.
Now, what are they going to do with that? What can they do with it?
Well, the problem is that I keep saying, who has it? Because on the stand, the FBI lady, she said that they went in there with a warrant into Epstein's house. They opened a safe. The safe had all these discs with names on them, and they left them there. And then she said that when they came back 2 days later, they were gone. So, you know, this is Southern District of New York is where criminals go to get their cases thrown out or shoved down the drawer. But I don't think that, but we, again, we have to demand this. We, the people of our countries, have to say who's on that blackmail and how many things were done in the name of we, the people of our individual countries, because of that blackmail ring. And we know who was, we also know that we have 4 years of Epstein flight logs, but no flight goes to Epstein Island. So none of that really matters. What matters is who's on that footage and where is it and who has it. And that's the same thing with Hunter Biden's laptop. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the guy in Ukraine that was working with Biden and Hunter and his father and Obama and all of them just had his assets seized. So, you know, I think that's, I do firmly believe the alliance. See, I wear a white hat here in America because I like to consider myself a white hat. But I don't think it's about America. This is so much bigger than America. And I really... Look, I don't see anyone, a Prince Andrew, not folding like a table and all these guys. And the one thing, Simon, you and I did also talk about before is the capture of Israel. You know, something's coming there, and the people of Israel need to stand up and demand that this is that transparency there too, because a lot of this unfortunately goes back there, and it's not the Jewish people or the people of Israel. It's the same people that we're fighting everywhere, but
it might be the last country that's actually put right. To be honest with you.
That's what I think too. But they got to stand up there too. Look, I mean, everywhere right now, it's up to the people, and that's what we stress. That's why it's so good, Simon, that you have a network of people all over the world that interact with each other, because that's what's not happening enough. Because our media is in on it. Most of them, I believe, the ones that have jobs right now that you're watching, the real evil ones that are just lying and they know it, those people are compromised. Every single day, we're seeing another pedophile takedown in the mainstream media, and it's just going to get worse because they only hire people that they can manipulate. Absolutely. And right now is the time people need to, you know, repent and come out and say, you know what, I was involved and this is what I did. And I think it's happening. I certainly know it's happening in Hollywood.
I totally agree. I mean, I was saying to Becky when we were having a meeting yesterday that, you know, anyone who's got a real TV show or Hollywood show, where's the money coming from? Why are they being supported? Look at all of us good people on the planet. We survive on crumbs. There are no bad people. When the Notre Dame got burnt down, all of those horrible people were already paying money to have it rebuilt before the damn thing was burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And at the moment, that's what's got to change.
Right.
This pattern on this earth that if you're evil, you get lots of money, and if you're good, you get nothing. We've got to completely reverse that. So we've got to educate that goodness is rewarded. It doesn't have to be financially necessarily, but has to be rewarded, and evil is pushed down. And until we get that, it is an uphill battle. But I am confident. What I'm saying is, it's not over yet. And the bad people can still kick us in the stomach. And now, if we give them the chance, that's exactly what they'll do.
Yeah.
I saw something somebody sent to me this morning, which was very interesting. It was Macron making a speech with his handler beside him, holding his arm up. And I tell you what, that was not Macron. That was clearly a clone.
In Russia, I mean, in France, they took down the EU flag last week. I noticed. That was in the news for a second. So something obviously is happening there, finally.
I didn't see the thing with Macron, Charlie. What, I missed that. What was that about?
I'll send it to you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it was Macron speaking publicly, but his handler was holding his hand up.
Good God.
And it looked so fake. It didn't look anything like him. One second.
So are you saying, Charlie, that the white hats are now having to resolve to be so obvious because so many people are so stupid they're not actually getting the message?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
They're getting into the realms now of absolute stupidity. Hang on one second.
Well, that does show, doesn't it? The vast majority of people need to be treated like that in order for them to break out of this mind control.
Yeah. I've sent it to you, and it's shocking because
it's just arrived.
Because of the fact that it's quite clearly not him, but it's quite clearly not a body double either. It's a clone because there's no life in his eyes, none at all.
Yeah.
And I was sent that this morning, and somebody said to me, "When will people realize that this is not the real Macron? Yeah. This isn't even a body double. This is a clone." And the way his handler holds his hand up.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh,
it's, I don't mind that if you've had a gallon of whiskey and someone holds your hand up when you're having it. But yeah. When you're the leader of a country and everyone's on you, I think Charlie and Mel, the White Hats, must be sitting around a table, honestly saying, what more do we have to do?
They are.
What? And then they'll be throwing their hands up saying, what does it take?
Yeah. But it's like even General Flynn turned around the other a few weeks ago and said, there is no plan. And I thought, when will people realise you never, ever, ever hear a three-star general say, we don't have a plan. This is not just a street angel. This is a man who is a military general. And before he gets out of bed in the morning, he's already thought of his plan. But what he doesn't do is he doesn't tell anybody else his plan. So the fact he's come out and said, we don't have a plan. I mean, the amount of people who just said to me, Charlie, he's just said they don't have a plan. And I laughed my head off and I went, wow. You know, when we talk about critical thinking, it deserted so many people so long ago.
Yeah.
And this is, let's go back 6 months ago to a doctor who said to me, Charlie, just wearing a mask reduces oxygen to the brain. And you virtually have zero critical thinking within no time at all because of the lack of oxygen to the brain. Well, we're dealing with now a world that can't think critically at all.
Quite right, Charlie.
Completely masked. And these sort of things, they don't see it. Charlie,
before, I know we've got to wrap up soon, but then if this continues, and this is an open question, and I know Mel will have a view, if this continues and people just don't wake up in the numbers that perhaps we'd like, what is going to happen?
They are waking up, Simon.
But are they waking up fast enough, Charlie?
In your world and my world, no.
Yeah,
probably
right.
Mel's world as well. We'd like it a lot quicker, but I have noticed a shift in people waking up. But the first thing that happens, Simon, when you wake up, the first emotion is anger. Anger with themselves for being so stupid. We have a member of our team that has had two members of his family who've been hypercritical about him for not having the vaccination.
Sure.
One of them has just had an eye removed because they've gone blind. And the other one is confined to a wheelchair for life. They're a vegetable.
And they did take the vaccine.
They've both been triple jabbed and both say it's got absolutely no bearing on it at all.
This is what I can't understand. I'm sorry, I can't get this. People have this injection and then they say they've caught COVID and they say, do you know what? If I hadn't had that injection, it would have been a lot worse.
No. I know.
What do you do with people?
But that's the thing I was saying to Charlie before you came on. I was saying I have my compassion and empathy for these people was in the face of so many facts and so much truth about all of it. We have athletes dropping dead all over the world that are vaccinated that had never had problems with their hearts before. You know, it's everywhere. And I do think people here, New York's the last captured state. I honestly, at this point, think that New York to the deep state, to the cabal, whatever you want to call them, is some kind of holy grail. If they can truly destroy America from the inside out, like Atlas Shrugged, you know, in that scene in Atlas Shrugged, which is New York, like if people are jumping out the window, you know, people, it destroys itself. But I am seeing a little hope here, which gives me hope for America, because people are starting to look at the whole picture and realizing, like, at least people are now saying, well, I'm not going to take a test because the test doesn't work. And at least every time we take a test and it's false, it's keeping this going because it's a case-demic. But yet at the same time, other people are saying, why does CNN have back their ticker, their death ticker for cases from a test that was supposed to be taken off the market December 31st and was proven false in July. So at least I think that the one thing that I do like is that most people are starting to realize we've been duped into thinking Republican and Democrat and that it means anything, because it doesn't. And
look at Liz Cheney. I mean, there's the star of the show, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm so glad that she's been taken off any sort of control management side. But, you know, I do hope that when the midterms come, people don't just vote the ticket. They actually vote for those who believe in a constitutional republic.
It's the only way. It's the only way to save America is go person by person. You know, voting down the line, the whole, it's a PSYOP, the Republican Democrat, that you're on some kind of team. No, it's the political class controlled by a foreign entity that is completely corrupt against we, the people of the United States. There is mm-hmm. there is no side anymore. Right. And I think people are realizing that more and more all the time. But like, it's still going to be up to us. You said General Flynn said there's no plan. General Flynn's plan is that we, the people, are the plan.
Correct.
You know, and that's where we are now. And I think him saying that really, you know, struck people. Well, that have been-
I know Charlie wants to get in. I'm going to have to go in a few minutes, but I know Charlie wants to get in. Mel, I've heard that the 53rd Brigade was brought in to DC and they were sworn in as marshals. Have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, well, that's what they've been saying for quite some time. I'm just wondering what they're doing, because they should be getting the people in the gulag in D.C., this disgusting situation with political prisoners in our District of Columbia. If that is true, I hope that they're pulling them out, because but also, like you guys said, everyone that I've talked to said D.C. is completely dark. There's nothing yeah. going on there.
Yeah.
So and well, that the military is back. So
yeah, we've had people go around to Washington and confirm that. You talked a lot about NGOs in the past. And the one thing that's become very, very clear, I did a lot of research in the last month or so, the amount of politicians who own shares in tests is ridiculous.
Wow. I didn't know that.
The testing companies are all co-owned by politicians. Right. And then you just sit back, and they all went to the same university. They're all mates. And they've all gone from being worth about 150, 200,000 each to being multimillionaires in the space of 1 year.
This is it. The evil people get rewarded. The good people get nothing. Listen, Mel and Charlie, I love you both to death. And I have to go. Listen, lots of love. And let's keep in touch.
We will. You too, thank buddy. You so much, Simon and Charlie. You Cheers. Know what? No one can stop us. They've tried. And that's not happening. And we have a lot to look forward to, I think, in 2022. And we just got to stay on top of it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lots of love.
Good night, guys. Goodbye, guys.